2. We're all done our tuning thing, and we're gonna come back with some more music right here, right now, in the darkness, with the darkness.
Hey! the darkness.
What it is outside?
Right now.
Right now. But somewhere in the world, it is not dark.
Why? Because the earth is round.
You need to get this in your heads, people.
The earth is round.
Like the moon is round, the earth is also round.
The universe is not flat either.
Unless you're a two-dimensional person and live on a piece of paper.
As
pencil and crayon and marker. This is End of the Bloodline. This is our last song. From here, this point on out, you will have to do the rest of the work. And open your ears.
But this is one of the parts where we say,
hey, what happens when you die?
And I say,
you win, because it's the end of this one, and it's the beginning of the next. This is 6 feet to success.
We'll be right back. old Jack there with the C off their latest Luck and Drive, just to give a chance for the lovely gents and Dead Harrison to join me around the spaceship that is the on-air studio, the on-air studio, such as it is here at WMFO 91.5. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Spaceship thank Jesus.
Thank you for having us.
You guys sounded great. You were saying that it was a sweaty experience, but I hope a pleasant one to join us here. And we appreciate you coming in to perform live, because I know the last time you guys were here, Joel was away with the fairies, away with the magical people.
Doing and, all the awesome things.
All of the awesome things, and was able to come back and do the awesome thing of working with you guys. So that is a delight. That was exciting. It was nice. The last time you were here, we were talking about, you guys were doing a premiere beer release show.
Yes.
Will you please remind us of the name of the beer, because it so delighted me.
Jason, why don't you go ahead and let him know?
The name of the beer is The End of the Blood Lime. It is a blood orange and lime flavored cream ale created by the folks over at Litherman's Limited in Concord, New Hampshire.
And it's delicious.
I feel like I can taste it, and I'm sad that I do not have it here. And at the same time, that would be completely against the rules. So no beer in the studio, no liquids in the studio. It's true.
We do have a few opportunities coming up to try this beer.
Please.
We have another beer release show at the Revolution Sports Bar and Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. Oh, that's cool. On Friday
Excellent.
The 17th, which was
place to.
Absolutely great sound, great show there. So that, you know, that beer is going to be on tap there. And then we're also in the process of trying to book some other shows, maybe some acoustic sets at various pubs or things like that. That stuff is kind of in the works right now. And then we're planning on bringing a keg of it up to the Doom Days of Summer on Labor Day weekend. We're going to be playing there on Friday, August 31st, up in Pittsfield, Maine. So that's,
Pittsfield, Maine. Yeah. Is this the Doom Festival in Maine?
Yes.
Is this the first Doom Festival, or is it
no,
a tradition?
Fourth one for them.
Fourth one. Yeah.
They've been doing
first
it.
First for us.
First for us, but the fourth for them. It's slowly getting bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's cool because, you know, whole camping experience and everything goes along with it. So, I mean, not only are you getting bands for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but you also get to camp there.
So this is like a festival, like a European style festival.
If you like dark, heavy music like we do. You know, it's right up your alley.
And you're
like
bringing a keg of your beer.
And we're
That's
not the
plan,
only one
yes. We're not the only one bringing beer.
It's going to be
there's
going to
be...
I mean, this
and they
like
all
a say, real
And they all have blood in the title, too, which is great. Someone had, like, blood horn or blood red or something, and we have the blood lime, so it's, you know, plenty of blood to go around.
And this is, again, can you remind me, it's in Pittsfield, Maine, is that right?
It's near Bangor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like... A little bit closer to Waterville than it is Bangor, but it's like right in.
And it's 3 days of music and camping and fun and delighting in one another and doom.
Yes.
And blood beer.
It's kind of like Doom on Fridays, which is more of like what we're geared towards. And then it'll be a little bit more, I think, like metal, like probably like black metal and stuff
like
that happening
like that.
On
sort
Saturday.
Of pull you deep.
So, yeah. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
Very cool.
Is absolutely for sure.
That sounds awesome.
Then, of course, you know, still planning on stuff for Halloween, and, you know, we're going to try and hit our local four states with Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and probably upstate New York. So, I mean, between the beer and the shows happening and the pushing the good things.
Yeah.
It's just... Keep working at it.
You guys have been putting so much effort into and attention and care into the local scene as well. I understand that you've been leading or participating in some local conversations about is it specifically the Nashua scene or the New England scene overall?
And I mean, it's much gratitude to our manager, Eleanor.
Lovely, you know, Eleanor. Yeah,
she is so hands deep into the music scene, and like She knows all the avenues that we've been trying to branch out to, and it's nice having a person that's on the same page with us and, like, really doing these things. And so, yeah, and that's another piece that we're involved in is the round table discussions, which we're trying to do in a couple of different areas. Right now we got one, we just did it in Nashua. We did another one up in Concord. And basically what it is musicians, artists, venue owners, people that do shows and want the involvement of shows and music. It's a chance for people to get together, talk about things, and bump ideas off of each other. And at the same time, giving each other a little bit of creative insight on the things that we can do to help promote ourselves or make ourselves known, or it, which is basically promoting yourself.
There are different shades of it. There's the marketing side of it, but there's also, you know, making connections with other people who are also trying to create happenings, like the Doom Festival, you know, something where it's music, it's culture, it's the social side of it as well.
Absolutely. I think it's just, it's nice to be involved in at that level where you're just like, all right, now it's time to, you know, give back and, like, do the things for the new people that are coming in. But at the same time, we got to regrow a scene because it's a lot harder to get people out to go and see a show these days than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's broke.
Yeah.
Well, we are doing something right. Some people are noticing because we've actually been nominated for Best Hard Rock and Metal Act for the New England Music Awards. So it was like kind of a big deal for us, and we didn't know this was happening. We just kind of found out about it. But we looked into it, and there's plenty of categories all across the board. We have friends in various bands and groups that, you know, across the board that you can go vote for. And big ceremony, award ceremony, everything that we're going to get to go to and everything. It's going to be wonderful.
Very cool.
Yeah, so wish us luck.
And people can find out how to, absolutely, and vote, I would imagine.
Yes.
Folks can find out more about that by visiting. I know there's your Facebook page. Yep. There's
of course, our Facebook page, yes.
Dead Harrison. You type in Dead Harrison, and you find Dead Harrison magically. It's
hopefully.
Amazing.
Hopefully not George Harrison, because that's what I find when I type it in. But
we do have some pretty recent links on our Facebook page for the New England Music Awards link to vote, and you'll see if you go to the site all sorts of different just the categories that about 10 to 15 bands in each category. So we're up against about 14 other bands in the New England area anyway to potentially be, you know, to get this award. So
very cool.
We're pretty excited about that.
And when are the selections made? When is the ceremony? Is that
The ceremony, I believe, is September 8th, right?
Is it?
Yeah,
it's early September.
It's early September, so.
I'm only the drummer, man. I don't listen to
it. You got to ask our manager about that one.
But that's exciting. So you do not have a ton of time. You have a little time, but connect with Dead Harrison. You're on pretty much every social media platform. I know because I tagged you on Instagram just a little while ago.
And we love our friends. All of our fans are friends. Friends, FRENS. Yes, you are correct.
And you are connecting with your friends through these various round tables.
Yeah,
I was thinking spaceship again, but it is not a spaceship. It could be a spaceship that you're connecting with people around.
We are on spaceship Earth, right?
Yes, hurtling through space, very safely. It's fine, and no panic. Just bring a towel with you.
Amen.
If people want to get involved with these, they can also find out more about that on your Facebook page and via your Twitter and your Instagram and all of the other things.
Yes.
And if people would like to purchase your music, ideally they would be buying it from your very own Hot Little Hands at your show.
At a show, which we are conveniently running out of all of our fine little things. So if people would like to buy some digital things, it would help establish some physical copies in the future.
Delightful. I like that very much, and I like the way you put that. So for people who would like to purchase your music and download it online, what is the best spot for them to do that?
Bandcamp seems to be the way to go. Yeah. You can go right there. You can find everything. Hit us up in a message. Maybe we'll throw you a little code to go and get something for free.
That's so nice. He's so nice.
We're nice people.
But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we still have an album that's recorded and it's out digitally, but we don't have a physical copy for it yet. All for None. And once it's once it comes out in physical copy, it's actually going to have some extra things on it.
Uh-huh.
That so would be very exciting.
Additional motivation for people to get their hot little hands on their metaphorical hot little hands on the ethereal downloadable music, so that they can actually physically touch and hold your music and all of the exciting extras that come along with it.
And if they attain enlightenment, maybe they can even take it in through osmosis.
I like that. It's
wouldn't
true.
That be cool if you could like put a CD on you and just watch it suck into you
and just sort of absorb it as like pure knowledge and experience. That is amazing.
Dead Harrison is a pure experience.
will our future bring?
Nobody knows. Should I play a little tune? Do you guys want to hang out and I'll play a little tune and we'll chit-chat a little bit more? Do you guys need to ride your horses off into the night?
Well, we do have our awesome guitar player over here. He is a dad now. Congratulations
Mr.
to
Leon.
The man.
Did this happen since the last time I saw you?
Yes, oh yeah, he's about 11 months.
Congratulations
to you.
That is fabulous. 11 months, so his birthday is around
September 4th.
So perfect timing, hint hint, for you to vote in the New England Music Awards, because happy birthday, little one, and also hooray awards and so on. So, you know.
If you don't do it for us, at least do it for the baby.
Think of the children.
That is delightful. How delightful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So then I want to release you into the night so you can ride your I'm imagining you on these brave steeds riding into the night.
That 1998 Chevy is a pretty brave steed.
Big white Vanicorn.
Vanicorn. My steed is back at the stable. It rained tonight, so I had to drive the car.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You couldn't drive your iron steed.
Yeah.
On a steel horse, he usually rides. Yes.
I try to as much as I can. Wanted dead or alive, yes. Mostly dead, Harrison.
Ba-doom. Ba-doom, boom. Dead Harrison, you, as always, have been an absolute delight. For anyone who might have tuned in partway through your live set, it will be up online as soon as this show is over. I'll be posting it tomorrow and making it available for any Dead Harrison fans who would like to be able to listen to it again. It was fantastic. And their next opportunity to see you in person and live as Dead Harrison will be...
August 17th.
August 17th.
Yes.
Go to the show.
In Nashua.
In Nashua. And again, connect with Dead Harrison.
Get to the choppa.
They're on every social media outlet. Their music is available on Bandcamp. Go there. Do the thing. Get all of the musics. Make it happen. Go to the shows. Go camping. Drink the beer. If not for yourself or for the band, then do it for the children. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And Joel, our fantastic sound engineer.
Joel. We love Joel. And we love Dead Harrison. And we will see you very soon. Have a delightful ride home on your Vanicorn.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. I'm picturing
goodbyes are so hard.
They are.
You don't want to go.
Farewells are such sweet sorrow, correct?
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, gents.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much,
Pam.
Small dose of Edison's medicine and you'll be back on your feet, smiling and waving to everybody you meet. Just a jolt of Edison's medicine, you'll be doing just fine, reliably functional and suddenly punctual too. A long blue winter. nation can certainly overcome. One can certainly overcome. Every
Tom Baker twofer there for you. It was Tom Baker and the Snakes with Run It Out off their album Lookout Tower, and then the Dirty Truckers, the Sea Pines, off the Best of Dirty Truckers. And started off that set with Corn Ashley, Edison's Medicine off his fantastic album Broken Biscuits. We have time for a few more songs for you here at On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. My name is Pam, and yeah, you're stuck with me for another 11 minutes. Right here, this is Barnes and their song Radio.
could fight on the internet, we could fight in the comment thread, we could fight on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook, we could fight with the trolls and with the bots, we could fight with each other, we could fight in the street and on the common. We shall never surrender.
In the dark, dropping it a little if it hurts. On the vinyl, not the tourniquet. Do my stars match my stripes? I'll be wearing them all night. I'll be riding shopping in my style. Falling from the sky, would you rather?